Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I am a great singer-songwriter. Love to act. I did some acting, but it was more improvising. I did so much stuff being out in L.A. for almost 20-something years. And I just want to say that, as I mentioned, one of the reasons why a lot of people in Hollywood don't make it is because they're a bit targeted by people who have to, you know, who are evil, you know, criminals, and take advantage of people's talents. I'm no exception. I'm one of them. Of course, I hope my dream come true. But today, I want to illustrate that I went down to a place. It had to do with my mortgage. I was in the city of L.A. And this car came by, and I didn't know who it was, and they were, like, making fun of me on my way, saying I can't make it as a songwriter or a singer. They were going to steal my songs. And so I realized the evil of this situation. It just reminds me of the propensity of someone who really wants to take my dreams away. And they say, oh, I ain't well enough, or, oh, I'm lazy, I'm a loser, all kinds of things. Question my ability, or saying I'm disabled, but all kinds of false and but cruel comments about me. First of all, I don't care what people think of my weight. Yes, I'm not necessarily thin, but I am an artist, and I think that I would ignore that. I thought it was crazy. And I can't listen to someone who really wants my dreams to be in the music industry as a singer or a songwriter or both, or the American dream in itself, to be taken away by negative comments and put downs. So, you know, that is the thing that I deal with, and it didn't necessarily bother me to the extent of me wanting to stop going for my goals, because that's never going to happen. I'm going to tell you to go for it. But what it did is remind me of how evil the world is for something that's and childish and silly. I didn't know why they were wasting all their time on me if they don't think I'm going to make it in the industry. My guess is that they perhaps have something wrong with them, or they should concentrate on doing something on their own selves and stop and not concentrate on what I'm doing. I struggled a lot in more ways than one, not just in making it in the industry. And despite of that, it's been, you know, it's been a whirlwind where I had to overcome so many obstacles and still believe that I can get through to the finish line, regardless of what happens. I did stay in the past that, you know, I'm going to continue to go for my dreams, whether they are, dreams to make it in stardom, which deals with hard dreams to come by, or just the dreams that are, you could say, that people would consider more ordinary, like being a lawyer, a doctor, etc. So, regardless, I'm going to go for dreams and feel good about myself, regardless of my size. And I do know that, you know, I did have, you know, as a reminder of what these people said, that I did have people who put me down a long time ago because of what I look like and trying to make it in music. And there were people who questioned me about my talents, say I can't sing. There were people who said I shouldn't be on stage, I shouldn't do nothing. There were people who said I'm not well enough. All that is negative and evil. It's also insanity, because I do know that when people say those things, they don't get nowhere with anything when you be that negative and that cruel. But nevertheless, despite of it all, it doesn't matter what they think. I have a gift. Not just a saying, but also a gift to use my mind. And I have gifts, and I can't stop or be hindered by what someone else say. And these people have questioned my health and so on. I'm perfectly fine regardless. There are lots of entertainers or performers or who have disabilities. Stevie Wonder can't see. Or some people have, disability, mentally. There are lots of celebrities who have dealt with stuff related to mental health, like manic depression, or people who have high blood pressure or diabetes or whatever, or both. So nothing should stop me from accomplishing anything. You know, it's not for me to judge anybody. Life is too short. But it happens all the time. I went through it too many times. I'd be prejudged about what I look like and what I wear. I was surprised because I don't know why they're giving me all this attention. I do have music that I've written and co-written, and I'm not just a musician. I'm a graphic artist. I'm also videos. I do all kinds of things besides music. But music is so important because it's a joy to create it. But I also realized that in the business side of music, living near Hollywood, in which I came out here to be a star a long time ago, I have to be careful about signing contracts. And the other side of the cruelty is the put downs, the rejections, which I had too many. It took a toll on me, and I realized, I get reminded that I'm a good person, because since I know I'm a good person, and God made me who I am, and I have gifts. It's not for me to listen to be hindered by some negative situation or comment. So that is how it is. I'm not going to sit there and put down someone else who has talents or what they look like, because there are a lot of people who are made fun of. You know, I've been made fun of a lot, how cruel verbal abuse is. There are people who killed themselves because of verbal abuse. There are people who got attacked and murdered because of what they look like, because they were made fun of at first. So I'm not going to fall into that pattern of being a victim of someone else's cruelty. What I am going to do is just try to continue to do what I know what I need to do, because everything that I'm doing is positive, and everything I'm doing is a note to know that I'm okay. I have my feelings. I had so many struggles in my life. I had a very horrific life where I had been dealt with so many missed opportunities, so many lack of opportunities, lack of appreciation for my music and me. But despite of it all, I continue to strive and realize that life is too short. And people question my judgment or what I have or what I own. And the question is that why are they questioning me when they should be concentrating on themselves? If they think that I ain't that or whatever, they should write their own music and do their own thing, and then they wouldn't have any problems. Because I believe there's something wrong with these people and other people who make fun of other people and put down people because of their weight or because of their health or because of their economic status. Calling me a loser is not going to get them anywhere. But that's the price I paid for being who I am. And I know I ain't going to do that to nobody else. I'm too good of a person and too gifted of a person to let someone else stop me. So regardless of whatever happens in my life, I can't be hindered by this negativity, because this is the reason why a lot of Hollywood dreams didn't come true. And I know that I have struggled for years for that Hollywood dream, and I'm realistic about the options as I get older. But the point is that when I have a gift, And I have a drive, and I know that the most important thing is I'm a great person. There's no way I can listen to that. Thank You from Dove Knight.